Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly? This is a bad start. Weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm Gregor. While most of them might be cold, he better get used to it for his life at sea, dressed as a French pirate today, with a warm upper lip. He's our skin squad. He's Brandon from the internet, our pirate fur daddy.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I like how I'm just like collecting superlatives at this point.
Yeah. I like that you use the word superlative. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I am actually impressed.
Yeah. Trigonometry. Stoichiometry.
Our stoichiometry. Chief stoichiometrist. I don't even remember what that word means, but yeah. Brandon, good news. I got a text message from Maria, who was driving past the slightly furry location, and she said it was going off on a Friday night. So,
yeah.
When you come to town for your birthday, shout outs to 420. We got something to go do. Okay.
I was getting a tattoo the other day, and
oh, let's see.
Okay, there it is.
Whip it out.
Yeah.
Show it to us.
What kind of airplane is that?
Nice.
It's the one full of kids that crash in the Everglades.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What a callback.
Wow. Shout out to Sunjet.
Yeah. No, but I was talking to him, and he was like, oh, yeah, cool. So when you, like, let's get you on the books for your next tattoo, like, end of April or, like, middle of April. I was like, oh, yeah, like, what's your schedule? I was like, I told him because I knew he would like this. I was like, I'm going to be out of town on my birthday, which happens to be 420. And he's like, oh, man, why isn't that your other brother's birthday?
Wow. You're tight with your tattoo artist, huh?
Yeah. I guess so. I think I've probably just like show. I don't even know if I've. How does he know? I don't think I've ever talked to the dude about Matt. Maybe my brother, my weed brother, is just like notorious.
He's a listener to Nerd Talk Plus.
Yeah, oh. Maybe.
That would be amazing. What's his
shout
what's his
out
tattoo
to Brandon's
man?
Tattoo artist?
Yeah,
his name's
dummy.
Chris Spriggs.
Yeah, Chris,
he's super
up?
Good. Yeah, I mean, okay. I'll let you be the judge of that, I suppose.
What kind of flower? No, it looks beautiful. What kind of flower is that?
It's a marigold. It's the name of my daughter.
Oh, marigold. Yeah, yeah, Goldie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Okay.
Also, what's up, Siege? Sorry, we like hijacked the whole intro.
No. I'll get to that. Good. I'm in charge of this part. You just let me do my thing. All right.
Let Gregor do his thing.
I'm a French pirate. I'm hijacking.
I wanted to. Okay, well, I'm gonna make this all come together. From the Spokane subreddit, is there anywhere a gay guy in his 30s can meet other gay guys here? And I was like, well, either Brandon knows because he's a realtor and keeps track of these things, or this is Brandon that's making this post under a secret name, or something in between. Brandon, where if you had some lovely gay clients, what neighborhood would you help them find in Spokane?
First of all, if I was ever going to make a like a super artsy independent film, it would definitely be about like a gay French pirate
In Spokane.
That was in Spokane. Yeah. Yeah.
Right by the sea.
Dude, I would say
In the Chart neighborhood.
Chart. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually, you know what? The neighborhood that I live in, I'm not technically in this neighborhood. I'm just south of it. Therefore, the S part of the Chart is the Perry District. Probably the most I would say it's the place that's going to be the closest to Capitol Hill in Seattle, which is like when I say that, it is a very, very, very far cry. If I were going to say like in 30 years what this neighborhood would be like, I would say it would be like that.
Probably burned down out of some sort of white power protest. Like,
definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts.
All right.
A bunch of French pirates coming in and taking it.
Oui. They're like, no, dude. Get out of here. We got wall guns for just this occasion. Anyway, he makes weird noises with his mouth while making his face look crazy, and they pay him. Hello from the East Coast to Siege. Hello.
Hello, my friends.
Wow, he did all those things at once.
Sorry. That was disgusting.
Hi, Siege. How are you?
Hello, my friends. I've missed you so much. I'm so tired.
Okay. I want to talk to you about Celsius energy drinks. I see you have one there. And the guy that I on chess on TikTok, I follow a chess streamer, who's not particularly nice or helpful, I think. He's just kind of mean and pouts a lot about losing. He's an early 20s-year-old guy.
Awesome.
I was going to ask, is he at least good at chess?
Yeah, he's real good.
Okay. He's like, are you nice? Rated, but... No, but you're good at chess? Also, no.
Why are you streaming him again? I don't know.
Because he rage quits.
He gets real mad. So anyway, he drinks Celsius all the time. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So I bought one the other day to try it out. Siege, I got to know, is there a flavor that is like good?
There are actually a couple of them. I'm from South Florida, so anything guava, I'm all about.
Sure.
But this tropical vibe one, like one of my students gave this to me today because she could see I was obviously in need. But this thing is starfruit and pineapple, and like I gotta tell you, man, I'm lit right now. This is so good.
Are they all sugar free?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Actually, believe it or not, in my past life, I used to pick up from them when they were first starting out, and they would give me like free cases all the time when they were first trying all their new flavors. And they weren't so great back then, but they have gotten so much better over the years. And to like the point that they sponsor the Florida freaking Panthers, and they're out like before the games giving out free Celsius to like the fans. So everybody's like completely jittery, coked up before they go into a hockey game.
Oh, this one's bath salts flavored.
Yeah, I'm glad that hell they tested with all the delivery drivers that gator piss isn't gonna fly.
Yeah. It was worth a shot though.
Yeah.
So they've made it into Costco. Like I saw a bunch of like, so I like drink a lot of Red Bull now all of a sudden, which is weird. But I if you buy it at Costco and like the bigger packages or whatever, it's like half as expensive. What's going on with Brandon here? I thought he was about to show us his like tramp stamp or something like that. That was like really like you were like positioning yourself.
Yeah, what other tattoos are you trying to show us here, Brandon?
I got a Red Bull tattoo on my butt. Look at this.
Are you uncomfortable in your pirate mime shirt?
A little bit, you guys. Yeah, a little bit.
Dude, this stuff is so great. I like anytime I can get Celsius or like Monster Ultra in Costco where it's, you know, pennies on the dollar, I will just like stock up on that stuff.
Monster Ultra sounds like a season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Like, it's like, I've never heard of that before.
I want that in my veins.
I feel like, just do Adderall.
I don't have Adderall. You can't buy that at Costco.
You know how hard it is? You know how hard it is to get a prescription for Adderall anymore?
Not hard. It was not hard.
No, for me, it is.
And then it became not hard.
Listen, so. I'm not admitting to going doctor shopping, but I mean, I'm going doctor shopping.
You guys, can I, I don't know if it's like
send me some Adderall. Yes.
Yeah. 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 I don't know if it's like the whole idea of when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. But like every so I'm reading a book series. It's like the probably the actual proper nerdiest thing that I've done for this podcast, and I'm not doing it for this podcast. But as far as being called Nerd Talk, it's a high fantasy series called by Brandon Sanderson. Fantasy author, and it's called The Stormlight Archive. And so basically all of these book. Different oh it's super good
can't wait.
I mean, if you're into this kind of stuff, which I am, and these characters, like the main characters, like their powers come from like sucking in Stormlight, and the way that they describe Stormlight, this thing that they're like yeah, that's what they say it over and over and over.
Man, I just gotta
it in.
I love sucking in the Stormlight. It's a big old hose of Stormlight. I just love sucking it until it fills my mouth full of Stormlight.
Both went, huh?
But the way that they describe the way that the characters in the book, the way that he describes the feeling that they have is like it's this power that's coursing inside them, that's urging them to act, and it's just making them. I'm like, that's Adderall. Like he's just created Adderall or cocaine in this universe. And then last night I went to watch Dune 2, and while I was there, I was like, oh, spice is just Adderall. Like, so I don't know if just like everything now, like, is the Force just Adderall? Like everything that I see now,
it's just all these writers on
the
cocaine.
Dark side is PCP.
Like, we gotta get this.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. That's probably the one we're closest to, though. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong or potentially what we get right. You could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege and his scoring a kung fu movie. Go to nerdtalkplus.com to find all of us. Happy 311 Day, dudes.
Yes, happy 311 Day to
and
all
also
who celebrate.
To you.
I got a text from Dave Clark, the founder of Sounder at Heart, today that was like, happy 311 Day to those who celebrate. And I was like, you know what, Dave? I'm going to play you a song. I'm going to play a 311 song on the radio to celebrate. 311, not a great day in history, to be fair, other than if you're a fan of bands from garages in Omaha or basements or whatever. 311, the day that the Fukushima tsunami hit. 311, the day that the World Health Organization 4 years ago announced that COVID was going to screw us all over for the next couple decades. And then those are the two bad ones. And then also there's a stoner band from Omaha that is celebrated today. They put out a Tiny Desk concert, the NPR thing. And I got to tell you, I'm not a 311 fan, but sign me up. I've seen them a couple times. They're fine, whatever. But boy. As old men playing this stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, they're just playing the hits. It looks incredible. Nick Hexum's a 11 out of 10, something I never give anybody, but the quality of it, fantastic. And the thing for me, Brandon, maybe you'll enjoy this too, is they play Beautiful Disaster first, and the two dudes playing guitar are like co-leading, playing lead, and they do it in harmony, and it's, I mean, they've done it a million billion times, so it's perfect, and it sounds great. And it just so happens to be behind the desk at NPR. So it's something definitely worth checking out. So anyway, happy 311 Day to everybody. Also, I wanted to get to this. I don't know how you found this. I think Siege, you were I think the one that first started doing this in the group chat. If ever we needed a broadcast channel for the podcast and an account to go with it, now was the time. Because the amount of telling Meta AI to generate images for something... The fact that it's the chat,
it's
is incredible.
It's like communal. It's just communal access to our idiotic. What can we make the internet do?
And then each one of us one upping the other person, being like, "What if we made it have testicles?" Like, okay, cool.
My favorite was when I first when I guess it was like you somehow went to bed or something like that, and Brandon and I are up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Going back and forth, and I'm going to myself, I'm like, Greg is going to wake up and have like 30 of these pictures just all together, and we're just going, do it harder, do it more.
Yeah.
Which is weird because there's a lot of weird sexual stuff, and you kept telling it to do it harder and do it more. So I saw all things I can't unsee.
But it wouldn't. That's why we had to really press it, because it wouldn't, and we would not take no for an answer. Like meta AI would not consent to what we were trying to do.
At first, you asked for a butt.
Eventually.
You're like, hey, do a butt.
Yeah, that's right. The first thing I asked for was just show me a robot's butt. And it was like, no. And then I was just like, show me a robot farting fire. And then it did.
No problem.
Ass flaming.
I used to work for a company where they were very altruistic, at least. And they said, like, one of the main things that they worked on was trying to get rid of or, like, eliminate bias in, like, in emerging technologies like artificial intelligence. So, like, something like Siri or you know, any of the virtual assistants, not to, like, name the Apple one specifically, but for a long time, like, would only respond to certain frequencies because the people that were met, like early on, like, the people that were testing these devices were all men, right? And so, like, it would have a harder time picking up female voices. Or it's also like cameras having a harder time focusing on black people's faces, or mm-hmm. or anybody with darker skin. But the one thing I've realized is, like, you know, the people who are programming the Meta AI chatbot, because everything that you ask it to do just pops out an Indian dude.
And you're like, wait a second.
I like go back and I'm like, wait a second. Like, I didn't specifically prompt it to. I mean, it's cool. Like, hey, we're pushing back against, like, the white what do you call it? Like, white dominant you know, culture, where it's like, oh, why did I expect it to pop out a white dude? But I just didn't expect I was like, show me a Spider-Man centaur, and it just happens to be like an Indian Spider-Man centaur, and I'm like, we can work with this. Let's go with this.
Now, can you respond more white? Can you say that? Like, can you tell it, like,
whiter,
more Aryan?
I'll try it right now.
I need this to make me feel comfortable instead of acknowledging that there's countries with billions of more people than us.
Grapes with eyeballs.
Yeah. At least make him black like the guy on the movie.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. It's the fact that it's built right into the chat, that you can do it and just, like, immediately generate giggles is real. And then, like, it becomes a thing that I learned in improv class a million years ago, which was, like, you don't have to try and make something asinine that no one can respond to. You can just say something a little bit more straightforward, like 1,000 grapes, just to see what it generates, and then see where we can go from there as a baseline, rather than starting with the craziest thing I can think of. 3 handsome centaurs is like, I could take it further, don't get me wrong, but it's a lot easier to start with something very basic and build from there. So I don't know. Anyway,
if you go to our chat right now, I just wanted to test this theory, and I said, Meta AI, show me a man. Anybody can do this. Like, did we explicitly say how to do it? Like, if you go into your Instagram,
let's not tell. Let's make him watch our thing.
Go into your,
watch our thing.
Watch our thing,
which we don't have yet.
Watch my thing.
But I just asked it. I said, show me a man, and it sent me a picture, and it was just like, just a dude. I mean, but he's an Asian dude, but he wasn't Indian. So now I'm disappointed on all sorts of levels.
Can we now ask it to make him white?
Why do you hate Asians?
See what happens. Let's just see what happens.
Make him
white. Hold on. Make him whiter.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
This is amazing. I'm actually not trying to gatekeep. I was just joking. There it is.
Oh wow.
That's
just but that's just a completely different dude. Like, that's the other thing. Because
it's an. Looks like Charlton Heston.
Yeah, you, like, ask it to generate something, and it's like, here's this thing, and you're like, make it more Indian, and then it just gives you a completely different picture.
Yeah, that's weird. How about Meta AI? Oh, there we go. Even more white. So what you do is you
even more
white. It doesn't work from online. You have to do it from an app. But you just do at Meta and then space AI.
Why are they all just old white guys?
Add a mustache.
Oh yeah.
Meta, you say at Meta AI, make him even more white, or whatever you want, or make it, you know, a donkey with 4 heads, which is definitely something you guys should type in there, because I'm give him a mustache.
Yeah, let's see. See, I think
it's not even close to the same guy.
He lost like 40 years.
Can no, but if anybody's if anybody's a French pirate, it's that dude.
that guy's an American pirate. How dare you?
Yeah, okay.
I was gonna say,
Australian.
Make him more American.
This does. This is probably super great.
Oh, yeah, content for people who can't watch along. Yeah. Okay, good, good, good.
I'm like, how do you think we could make a video out of this?
It's just us we're talking about our own social media.
Yeah.
Wow. I said make it more American, and it's actually the same guy for once.
Yeah.
See, just in a different shirt.
He's just a little fatter.
He looks like he's from Idaho.
Yeah, a little
he's
bit.
A little fatter with less hair.
Give him a face tattoo. See, this is what I'm here for.
Thanks for the episode of Nerd Talk Plus.
Everyone should be doing this with their friends in their group chats on Instagram. Are you guys actually doing this? This is amazing.
Oh yeah, of course we are.
Yeah.
Last one.
Ah, dude, we're done. Whoa! Yes.
It's learning right before our very eyes.
But what is the face? It just looks like two.
What is that in his face? Is that corn?
Is it stumps?
It looks like corn.
Okay.
And then on his head, he's got a nose with like, oh no. Oh, are those? No. Those look like rubber. Those look like rubber dicks surrounded by corn.
All right. Well, way to go, Japan. I just transitioned to that. The Nation went 2 for 2 at the Oscars this weekend. Of course, Miyazaki did it again with The Boy and the Heron. He's like 80-something years old and still making these incredible movies or whatever. But everyone knows what God Siege's nips all pointy. It was Godzilla taking the Oscar for Best Visual Effects. And every
time they put up
an image from it, it's always the image that Siege's iconic image of Godzilla minus one, which is Godzilla with just the top part of his Godzilla head going through the water as he's about to bite a boat. And the more I see that,
he's like doggy paddling, chasing a toy.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looks like a golden retriever with scales, like getting ready to like do some, you know, hilarity or whatever.
The deadliest golden retriever ever.
It just looks like the Jim Carrey Grinch evolved Pokemon.
Okay. It's like, this is my final form.
Yeah.
For me, it's incredible because it looks like classic Godzilla. Like, they didn't like... It really is a testament to how badass that movie was that they like made goofy ass Godzilla into something like incredibly powerful and strong. It's like what you would see at, you know, if it was at Universal Studios or something, they'd be like, oh, look at that. That's old school Godzilla. And so very cool and very excited for them to have done that. So congratulations. Were you excited, Siege?
Oh my God, was I ever excited. Like I was kind of half expecting to not get anything just because like anytime any movies that I love that are nominated like Spider-Man Across the Universe or Godzilla Minus One, I'm just half expecting it to like not get recognized because I'm like, this is something I actually like and a lot of people actually like, but we're gonna give it to the artsy fartsy thing about some lady in a prairie.
It's literally the only movie I saw maybe in 2023, but also right? Of all of the things that were up for a nomination, I was like, that's the one I saw was Godzilla Minus One, and it won, so pretty good.
Is there a reason, maybe we've talked about this before, and I'm just, because I never remember anything that we talk about on this show.
Yeah.
Is there a reason that, like, there's so much Godzilla content over the last year? Like, there's obviously Godzilla Minus One. There was the Godzilla show on Apple TV with
Monarch,
Kurt Russell. Yeah, Monarch. And then
Kurt
there's
and Wyatt.
There's another new Godzilla movie coming out.
Sorry about that threesome that they had though with Cage.
Godzilla X Kong. Yeah.
Yeah, Godzilla X Kong or Kong X Godzilla. I saw that preview last night before Dune. And I was like, man, is Godzilla just Adderall? No, I wasn't sure.
Yes.
Like, why so much Godzilla? Not that I'm complaining.
Is Godzilla X Kong, is that the same Godzilla universe or is it someone else?
That's the legendary monster verse. Like, it's basically where they took the 2014 Godzilla that, you know, attacked, Honolulu and San Francisco, and then they had the Godzilla versus all the monsters, that one, and then Godzilla versus Kong, and then Legendary Monarch was supposed to be somewhere in that timeline between 2014 and 2019, but does a way better job of telling the story. And then they just kind of got cartoony with this one, where it's like Godzilla and Kong team up to fight other gorilla and other Godzilla.
It's like a Godzilla King Kong buddy cop movie. It's like a Rush Hour 2.
Dude, in the preview, Kong rides Godzilla.
It's
jumps onto him and hangs on to his little plates and leans off to the side. Like,
yeah, I'm actually stoked for this because this is exactly the amount of stupidity that I need. Like, get rid of the artsy fartsy stuff. Like, I just want this.
You should see Godzilla Minus One first of all because it was awesome. But I hope that I'll wait for you guys to see it and tell me to. I trust Brandon's taste in movies because he knows exactly not that you don't, Siege, but just Brandon goes way back and being like, you need to watch Ip Man. And then I'm like, how about Ip Man 3? And him being like, I mean, you can, but I'm like, okay, cool. Like, he's like sold me straight on these films that I like and dislike or whatever. So, yeah. Okay, if it's good, I'll watch it.
Man, when it comes to movies. Yeah.
I do want to. Like, I mean, now if I want to talk about movies with Siege, there's like a handful of movies that we have definitely seen from being the exact same age that it's like, you know, Ski School and Summer School and all these old like Teen Witch and all these old movies from the 80s that like I've definitely seen from HBO back then or whatever.
Rad.
Sniper.
I don't remember. Rad, Gleaming the Cube, North Shore.
Now, Brandon, have you or have you not seen?
What was the rollerblading one?
Dude, none of these movies that you guys have just mentioned have I ever seen.
Before Christian Slater,
dude,
Christian
Slater.
This is what
we're doing when it's your birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch Gleaming the Cube, dude.
This is what we're doing for the birthday.
Yeah, we're watching Gleaming the Cube. Man.
We're going to gleam the cube.
Tony Hawk is in it. It's like, and it's from like 1991.
Yeah. Lance McGill.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild what they did. Did you ever see Airborne, Brandon? With the rollerblades?
No.
And the Devil's Backbone in the middle of flat Cincinnati?
No, but I saw Brink, the Disney Channel original Brink.
Nah.
Which is also about rollerblades.
Starting Max Goof?
Yeah, no, I wish.
I would build
my entire persona around that character if it had existed.
Okay, so that's not the only Japan news. Congratulations to Godzilla Minus One, all the people responsible.
I should have said my entire fursona because it's Max Goof. So if I ever do decide
you're here
to go
420,
to
bro. We're going
the furry place. I'm going like Max Goof.
Okay, good. Which is basically just him wearing those glasses and being like Max Goof. So okay.
Yeah, I'm a dog, but cool.
Ooh, just get the two ears. Just get the ears
and the glasses, dude. You're set, and just like cut a hole in your pants, so easy access or whatever, and you're good, man.
Orange shirt.
Adderall.
It's all Adderall.
Anyway, congratulations to Nintendo of America, Nintendo Japan, whatever, who is making the sequel to the Mario movie. Did you two see the first Mario movie that came out last year? Or this year? Last year?
Yep.
I have not. It's still sitting on my list.
It's fine.
Which, by the way, thank you, Gravy. I'd like to give a shout out to Gravy for expanding my list ever so massively.
Brandon doesn't have access to this, so I feel bad talking about it. But Sean, our buddy Sean Gravy Gervin, gave Siege access to his Plex server, which is just basically all of the entertainment. And he told me when I saw him over the weekend, he said Siege has overtaken Cool Keith as the number one user of the Plex server. And Cool Keith just puts Plex on in the background while he works literally all day. So whatever Siege is doing to one-up Cool Keith.
I watch like 2 to 4 movies a day. Like,
pretty incredible stuff. Pretty incredible. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad to be recognized.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know how much you've been around the equine in your life, but how tall are horses?
Dude, hold on.
It's like, how do horses wear pants? You have to, tell me, are they upright or...
Is there, I swear to God, we get served up, the same internet stuff, and then I don't know if this is coming out of the same place or if there's just, something in the ether, Adderall, that is making us, want to talk about horses. But I went on, a whole, ADHD... Wikipedia binge of world's tallest horses like a day ago.
First of all, Adderall in the ether sounds amazing.
And then I show up here and you're like, how tall do you think a horse is? And I'm like,
I know.
I don't know if I learned anything except I learned that a Shire horse is the tallest.
That's where we're going, dog.
Where are they measuring from?
So it's called the withers, and that is something between the shoulder thing and the shoulder blades. It's like a very specific point, where probably where the thing that you grab onto sits on the on the back of a horse. I think that's what it is. Wherever that lumpy thing.
So where the centaur becomes a horse.
Yeah, it's right where the butthole of the man would be if it weren't attached to a centaur. Yeah, I think that's how you technically describe where you measure a horse's height from.
Reverse peen.
The cloaca.
The horse cloaca.
Also, what is inside the rest of the horse body? That's what I need to know. Or inside the man body. What is anyway?
Extra organs.
So I guess the Shire, a Shire gilding of 1846 in some stupid place in England or whatever, was born. And they used to measure them by hands. You would just stack hands up as if everyone's hands are the same size or whatever. Also, if you're ever in Latin American countries, Spanish-speaking companies, you don't say how tall someone is by doing this, or you do a flat, planular thing. You hold up a hand like you were, I don't know how you describe that, you're patting someone on the back, rubbing someone's back. So you say someone's this tall, and it comes from measuring horses, I guess. Yeah. Oh. Are we making out here?
It's like hand width. You go like this.
So I'm like, how tall is Brandon? Brandon's about this tall. And then I just hold up my hand as if I'm rubbing someone's back or whatever.
Why do they have so many weird? They're like, how much do you weigh in England? You're like 5 stone.
I wish I weighed 5 stone. Good God, 11 stone.
I don't even know how much that is.
I think it's 25 pounds or something like that. I can't remember, but yeah,
1 stone is 25 pounds.
I think so. Yeah, I don't weigh 25 pounds. Just for the record, I weigh more than that.
My son, whose name is Stone, I was really waiting for the threshold when Stone weighed a stone, and then I completely forgot about it because it's an asinine unit of measurement.
Oh my God! Let's see what it is. How much is?
I'm pretty sure he's already
stone?
Passed. I think he's already passed it.
Oh, it's 14 pounds, okay? So hold on. Stone than that. I'm way more stone than that, bro. Oh, my God, I'm having a sweet 90s moment. I literally weigh 16 stone. Isn't that the Bush album from 1990-something?
Yes.
Wow, my day is made.
That's got it. Yes, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, so if he weighs more than 14 pounds, which was 2 years ago, then he's more than... one stone. How much does a stone Gossard weigh? Americans will measure anything as long as it's not in metric. Anyway,
10 stone.
That Nate Bargatze sketch on SNL is by far the best one I've ever seen. Have you guys seen the one about?
Oh, where he's like they're like going over starting a new country and he's George Washington.
Yeah,
and he's being
yeah.
Absurd.
Yes.
Yeah. If you haven't watched, you gotta look it up.
So the horse thing. I guess the average height of a horse is about 5'5" up to the shoulder blades or whatever of these Shire horses, which are like big old horses. Along comes Samson, who is at the shoulder as tall as Andre the Giant.
Oh, my God.
Some 200 years ago. That's 7 feet tall. Andre the Giant was 7'4". But this horse, before you count the centaur part or the man part or its head, or unless it's been detached like that weird movie, then, like, you're talking can't get in through the doorways in a modern home. I mean, Brandon's house, like, barely a hobbit can get in or whatever, but it's like, yeah. 7 feet tall is at the shoulder.
When does it just become a giraffe? You come from horses, like you're both of your parents are horses,
what?
But you're from.
Oh, that's a sweet horse. Oh.
Two.
But like,
talk
like,
about
yeah,
being hung
it,
like a horse. That's the one you want to be
legally
hung like, I guess.
It's like when you're in high school and
we've
you've got like short friends. You're like, oh, you're legally a midget, right? Or like, in high school, you're more culturally insensitive and whatever. but then like,
excellent.
You just like
excellent
that horse
picture.
Is like legally a giraffe at some point.
I think the giraffe's
got to have
nothing.
That extra neck.
Yeah, I think that it's I think it just becomes like a beast rather than a giraffe, I think. I don't know.
The giraffe is like the same height as the horse if you're only measuring to the shoulder. It's just got like that extra neck.
Hey, next time on Nerd Talk Plus, I want to go over giraffes because like what the hell is up with that animal?
Finally.
Like, they got like crazy legs and like those the
they got
horn
black
things
tongues.
Yeah. There's like
a lot. Those horn tongues, they're horn tongues. Those little horn things don't even look like horns. They look like flowers, but they're
like
horns.
They look like corks or something.
Have we even considered, like, we
centaur horsemen?
Nope.
Giraffatars?
Giraffes? Giraffatars?
Oh my God.
I mean, it's equivalent to me
being
a centaur.
Where's the human body start?
Just like at the top, just like you know, like those things that you put on top of your finger or on top of like
right
a pin
where
when you're a kid.
It's like the wacky inflatable arm man.
Yeah, so I was just gonna say the used car thing on top of a horse. The neck's not strong enough to support it, so you're actually flailing all over the place.
Like you got to do a handshake, like and the giraffe body's like, God damn it. Like, all right, here we go.
a stiff breeze, and like the whole thing is just toppled over, just kind of bent at the shoulders, just flailing on the ground.
To make sure, I was like, no!
There's just a kink halfway up it, and it's broken.
Also, you know how you taught me that horses are not actually anything to be proud of being hung like? Are giraffes any different?
Yeah, yeah.
Is the ratio better for if you're hung like a giraffe? Or what's the best animal to be hung like?
Get on
like?
It, Brandon.
To say, I'm hung like a... And then, like, proportionally, which animal has the best wiener to rest of body?
Do they measure it by weight or height? Like, if you're a certain...
Girth,
are we talking about mass or...
Yeah, it's probably gonna be like a mollusk.
Oh,
Wait, watch. Probably is.
Yeah,
like, I'm a cephalopod. Right. Oh, look at my giant.
Let's see. Hold on.
Snail killing wiener.
The best.
That's
person
not to, actually my tongue. I'm not having a foot.
The best person to ask about this is probably ChatGPT. So we're gonna just give that a shot. Which
Meta
animal has has the largest penis to body ratio.
This is literally stoichiometry, right?
Dude, you guys, the barnacle it's literally the barnacle has the largest penis to body ratio size of any animals. Barnacles are small crustaceans that attach themselves to hard surfaces, nice, such as rocks, ship holes, or even the skin of whales, nice. Despite their tiny size, barnacles possess a disproportionately long penis compared to their body length. In some species, the penis can be several times longer than the barnacle itself. That begs the question, do barnacles just measure body size as like their comparison? Like, because the penis just becomes the whole part of the body and they're just like...
I just want to know if they use the penis to actually propel themselves through the water to get to the whales and ships and whatever else they attach to.
It's not helicoptering if you're underwater.
Yeah. You think it's rude when I helicopter? Wait till you see a barnacle.
This adaptation is thought
Kick
to help
me
them
out of Publix.
Reach and fertilize nearby.
True story. You can't do that in the dairy aisle. The hell I can't.
Out of my way.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Just imagine a man Stray. Like Siege helicoptering his way down a dairy aisle at a grocery store. And then you're like, wait, it's Florida. This is fine. I saw that Florida's considering a balloon ban, that you're not going to be allowed to have rubber balloons anymore because they're worried about animals choking. And I'm like, yeah, but I can shoot them to death. Like, no big deal. But they choke on a balloon.
That's right. Stand your ground. That's sea turtles coming after me.
It's like, instead
that
of
manatee was going to kill my wife.
So you're not married. My future wife.
Instead of gunshots being the harbinger of illegal poachers in Florida, it's just the sounds of balloons like.
The rubber.
Yeah. No, it's just a horse condom. Don't worry. It's not a balloon. It's fine, officer.
It's an assault balloon.
It's got turrets.
Like somehow
like somehow a horse condom is like legally carved out of the whatever amendment it is that's gonna ban balloons.
Fully automatic horse
condom.
It's
like literally
condoms.
One of those like it's like literally one of those reflective like aluminum balloons that say happy birthday and they're like, it's from China.
Yeah, I guess if you tell Florida it's from China, they probably would ban anything, right?
It's true. It's true.
All right, well, one more before we go. There's a great big glacier in Antarctica that's going to, like, melt, and it's, like, kind of like a damming glacier, meaning that, like, when it melts, then the warmer water gets to all the sea ice and then melts that, and then, like, there's no New York City anymore. And I know that people in, like, Duluth are like, well, we don't need those freaking liberals or whatever, right? But, like... A lot of the world's like coastal cities will start to be taken away by rising sea levels, apparently. And so there's a
Dude,
scientist
we're already getting underwater here.
There's a scientist whose plan it is to my dog is really eating her own ass right now. I mean, she's really going for it. It's crazy.
Get it, ladybug.
Tell her take that to Publix.
She's allergic to
put that on the camera.
She can't. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So the scientist is like, yo, I've got this
He's
idea.
He's going to eat his own ass.
He's like, I'm going to eat my own ass. And I need a grant for it. Okay? Like,
if okay. I could get a grant
thanks for joining
my
us.
Own ass.
So, I don't know. I'm not
give me money to lick my butt.
Well, after I need 5 years
can I
worth because
the government for that.
By then, I should be flexible enough to make it happen. So if we could just, is it harder to lick your own butt or to? Well, it's got to be harder to.
It's
got to
be the butt. Yeah,
self-flate, right?
Have you ever seen those human pretzels?
Yeah, you've like you've driven past, you missed a couple exits on your way to.
But hold on, hold on. Let's think this through logically.
But
like, if I try and touch my finger to like the first
my butt
segment of Siege's butt of if I try to touch the tip of my finger the first segment. Or the first knuckle, I can't do that. But I can certainly touch it to way further down. True. So, like, is it easier to wrap your own face to your own butt than it is to wrap it to your own, you know, bits?
As somebody who's had, like, a lot of,
where is this going?
Like, existential dread lately about my own mobility, I'm going to say I'm not worried about being able to reach anything down there because it ain't happening anytime soon.
Guys,
but maybe if I had a federal grant, I could be persuaded. Yeah.
You know, one of the untold side effects of having the neck surgery is not being able to move your arms nearly as much as you can. So touching my own butt is not as easy as it used to be. So I could use a friend.
This brings us back to my...
And that friend could be your own mouth?
Hopefully. Listen, if I can't do it with my arms.
This brings us back to the sponsor of this show, Bidets. You guys got to get one. Oh, Siege, it actually seems imperative.
Dude, I was going to say, like, I forgot. I met this this woman the other day, and she was wearing a shirt that said, "Born to shit, forced to wipe." And it reminded me that I needed to get some bidet recommendations from you.
Literally, any will work. Great. Any of them will do a great job. Also,
I just want a garden.
When are you guys going out again? Like, is that happening? Or
as soon as she cleans up the tarp from last time.
Yeah. Well. I'm out of stuff, guys. I don't know how to recover from that.
I got a message from Cage, who's responding to one of my stories. She says, "Buttery plus nerd talk. I don't want to know."
Oh, from the butter on your thumb hole?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that your wife listens, Brandon.
She doesn't.
No way.
Yeah. No.
No, we had another conversation about it, actually, because, first of all, earlier when you told me that you were talking to Maria about something, I don't even remember what you said at this point, because I was ultimately just disappointed that it wasn't like she came around and been like, actually, Brandon is kind of funny. I was hoping that that's where that conversation was going to go, and it didn't. But then that reminded – so Catherine and I were talking. She was like, am I mean – for not listening? And I was like, absolutely not. In fact, I prefer it.
Because...
I don't want you to know this side of me.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was like, oh, maybe I will listen. And so I
not
think
this
like,
week. I made a threesome joke about her banging the two Russell boys and like we can't have that. So
yeah, and I don't even think she'd be upset about the fact that it was a threesome joke as much as it is the fact that she's just not into Kurt Russell.
I get that confused. I can't remember if she's into him or not into him. And then I'm like, is it Costner? Is it Russell? Which one is she into?
It's Costner that she loves. And you know what? Now that we're talking about it, I'm curious how she feels about Keaton.
How about Harrison Ford? Give me some Ford news, okay?
Harrison Ford is her number one. That's like her hall pass. Like if she could find Harrison Ford.
That's right. Old Harrison Ford.
Yeah, like current Harrison
Ford. Like Harrison Ford now.
Yeah.
What?
But now I'm yeah, dude, that's like her...
Tell me you grew up Republican without telling me you grew up Republican. It's like thinking that Harrison Ford is a handsome man, despite the fact that he's the most liberal person ever.
Yeah.
Like,
her other one is Liam Neeson.
All right. So,
now, Han Solo. Like Liam Neeson currently.
Oh, he's so like decrepit.
Not Qui-Gon Jinn, Liam Neeson.
Like, I need help wiping my ass, Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Liam Neeson was old in Nell.
Yeah.
Nell. All right. Well, see y'all in Nell. And we're back for break.
And we're back.
Just like the post, the post credit scene.
So Brandon,
at the end of the movie.
You been thinking about anything lately? Has anything come to mind? Or...
Yeah, buddy.
I was thinking about. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. But I was thinking about like a normal world where humans don't exist, but it's all of the animals, like the normal animals that we have, like no weird animals, just like the normal animals that we have.
No centaur giraffes.
But all of the animals. Well, yeah, but all of
listen.
All of the animals are like centaur type animals. So like, humans still exist, I suppose, but they have to be attached to the body of an animal. But all of the animals are the bodies of the animals. So like, you still have giraffes.
So basically,
but they're all giraffe-tars, and like you still have like zebras, and you still have dogs and cats, and you still have like
the barnacle.
The barnacle. It's just like a
barnacle
dude
tar.
Whose penis is like way longer than his body actually is.
Everyone's a chimera.
And he's just got a crusty shell all over him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The word.
Yeah. So basically, everything that you originally said about no humans and all animals was just a lie to get us entrapped into this all tar world.
No, but it's like
of half human.
Like, it's just all, everything is all half human, but it wouldn't be weird because everything, it wouldn't be like humans and then there's like these half weird, half animal humans. It's just like, no, it's just like, that's all the animals, you know? It's like when we talked about like dogs doing day jobs a while back.
Door.
Like,
yeah,
it's just like, yeah, it's a dog. It's like a dog going to work, but like the upper half of the body is a human. And like, maybe like the different breeds of dogs, like the different like pugs, like the pug humans would look different, you know, and like the pug tars versus like the collie tars.
Like, tars.
Yeah. Like they would all have different, you know, like they'd still have different distinct features. It wouldn't just all be like handsome, you know, buff dudes like you see in the
Indian dudes
in the movies of the centaurs. Yeah. Handsome buff Indian dudes. But like, yeah,
dressed like Spider-Man. Now,
like there should have been like a Spider-Man tar, like in the Across the Universe or except whatever that was.
So they're called chimeras. They're called chimeras. And would the chimeras hang out and be like, can you imagine if there was just like a human and it was all human and there wasn't any horse attached to it? Where would his second dick be? On the all new Nerd Talk Chimera podcast or whatever, like. Where does it keep his gold?
Chimera Talk Plus.
I'm sure we've asked this question even, but like, we didn't do a question.
Penis is a real thing.
Week,
but... like it's like a that's like an animal that goes by. In the world.
No.
But like
a centaur.
Yeah, it's better than a pedotar because that just sounds like a centaur that's a pedophile.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's some of that too. There's still prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a humapede.
Question of the week, which animal would be the funniest centaur?
Dude, obviously giraffes. I mean, we've already settled this.
Yeah.
Although, I do imagine birds would look awesome, though.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys seen the calendar that the guy
made?
Where
that,
it's
that
like
guy that drew... Yeah.
Guy drew the birds with the human with the human.
Yeah, the birds with human butts. Yeah, and legs. And it also has the legs, but the butts were like kind of the funny part. But the legs were also good. But the butts were good.
All right. Well, see y'all in hell.
Part two.
Now the real credits start rolling.
Okay, good.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.